And now, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch, invites you to rocket into the future with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
As the skipper's voice crackles over the dormitory intercom at Space Academy, cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning race out of their quarters and jump on the slidewalk, which will carry them to the Academy Administration Building. This is the moment they have been waiting for. Special training duty on one of the many Solar Guard space stations. Now, as they stride down the corridor to their skipper's office.
Astrogation.
Hey, what in the universe are you mumbling about, Roger?
Just putting in my pitch with Lady Luck, Tom.
On our assignment, you mean?
Nothing else. Just give me a nice 2-week course in astrogation right here at the Academy.
Oh, I get it. So you can date Helen Ashton every night.
That's right, space boy. Say, have you ever seen anything like her? What lines? Like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, I know. Just like a rocket destroyer, and you're a space cruiser closing in.
Yeah. Ah, that's right. And class, listen, she's got more class
than any... Okay, damp your tubes. Here's the skipper's office. Spaceman's luck, Roger.
Spaceman's luck, Tom. Well, go ahead, open the door. Hey, there's someone with the skipper.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Captain Strong. Didn't know you were busy.
That's all right, Corbett. Just wait there. Be with you in a second.
Yes, sir.
Hey, who's the character with the skipper? I'd hate to meet him on a dark night.
Quiet, Roger.
All right, Lori. I've studied all the reports. Do you have anything to add to them?
Well, I just wanted to explain a couple of things, Captain.
There is nothing to explain, Loring. Your flights have interfered with normal space lane operations. And we've had to send patrol ships to haul your freighters out of trouble 6 times in the last month. All because you won't follow regulations.
I've only got a small freight business, Captain. 2 ships, that's all. I got to cut corners to compete with the big outfits.
You don't cut corners out in space, Loring. So until you learn that, your company is grounded.
What? Well, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. Your charter to Venus is revoked for a minimum of 6 months. Maybe that will give you enough time to study the regulations.
Now, look here, Strong. Who do you think you are?
I'll show you who I am if you don't get out of this office right now and get that tramp ship of yours off our spaceport.
Well, Mr. Big, eh? Okay, hotshot, you win. But we'll just see if you can keep me grounded.
Boy, you really blasted him, Skipper.
And I meant to, Manning. Space travel is dangerous enough without shoestring operators like Loring adding to our worries.
Well, what did he do, Skipper?
Oh, take a couple of hours to list all the complaints. Right now, I want to give you your assignments.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Now, boys, as you know, each cadet unit is sent to a particular Solar Guard station for on-the-spot training, giving you practical experience in what you've been taught in class. The Polaris unit is assigned to a 2-week tour of duty on Venus Space Station.
Oh, no.
Anything wrong, Manning?
Oh, no, sir, but how about Astro?
What about him?
Well, he's left the unit for special duty. I guess that means we don't have to go to the space station until he returns, do we?
Cadet Astro will join your unit on the station. Any more questions?
No, sir.
All right. Now return to your quarters and get your gear together. We blast off at 1,800 hours.
Say, speaking of blast-off, look at that old space freighter going up.
Loring's still up to his old tricks. He didn't need that much acceleration, and he knew it.
Well, you don't have to worry about him, sir. Not after grounding him for 6 months.
Well, I hope not. But he's a sharp operator. It's better to keep an eye on him than be sorry.
That's your Hydros. It's all your fault. If you hadn't run that extra flight from Venus against orders, you wouldn't have made that forced landing. And on the Academy spaceport of all places, right in the lap of the Solar Guard.
Well, you want me to get the cargoes through, don't you?
Yeah, but I didn't want you to act like a hotshot. No, they've revoked my charter for 6 months.
Who gets the franchise they took away from you?
Oh, probably the Venusport Space Freight Company. Why?
Small outfit, ain't it? With only 4 ships?
Yeah, that's right. But they're brand new.
Suppose those ships run into trouble. More than there was on yours. A lot of accidents, for instance.
Accidents, eh? What kind of accidents?
What do you care?
Well, I don't want to get mixed up in any killing. The Solar Guard is too tough.
Who said anything about killing? Just crack-ups. You leave everything to me. When I get finished with the Venusport Space Freight Company, they'll think they've been hit with their own private asteroid belt. And you'll be back in business again.
Looks like fast and furious action for the space cadets. And say, how are you when it comes to fast action? Think you could keep up with the space cadets on a space cruise or a day's routine at Space Academy? You really have to have plenty of zip for action like that. And that's why the space cadets think it's a great idea to start each day with an extra big helping of Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
You bet. A big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes at morning chow is a sure supply of quick energy food. Why, lots of times when I have a lot to do, I eat an extra bowl full. I find it's a sure way to stoke up on blast-off power. Just take the word of a spaceman, fellas and girls. Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the swellest-tasting cereal in the universe.
Well, you can see how Tom Corbett feels, fellas and girls. So take his advice. And remember, when you have an extra bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, you're helping yourself to an extra treat because Kellogg's Corn Flakes do have a flavor that's extra swell. Just as Tom says, it's that flavor that makes them the favorite ready-to-eat cereal of the whole universe. And so, for more punch till lunch, more punch till lunch, more punch till lunch, try Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Drifting in a steady orbit around its mother planet, the Venus space station looks like a huge metal ball studded with gaping holes, the airlocks, which serve as landing ports for rocket ships. Now, after several days of indoctrination, we find Tom Corbett and Roger Manning on duty at their respective stations.
Space freighter Jenny Allen from Venus Space Station. Your approach course is 197, corrected. Reduce speed to minimum thrust and approach spaceport landing deck 3. End transmission.
Working hard, space boy?
Well, Roger, what are you doing here?
There's nothing to do up on the radar deck. Besides, I have the emergency alarm on. Brother, of all the crummy places to be stuck.
Could be worse.
Nothing could be worse. Helen Ashton on Earth and me on a space station.
Well, we're doing an important job, Roger. And doing it well. Our Captain Strong wouldn't leave us alone so much.
Yeah, he's too busy worrying about those accidents on the Venusport freight ships. Now, if I only had a teleceiver...
What do you need a teleceiver for?
To give me some company. Say, I wonder if I change the frequency...
What frequency?
Space boy, I'm beginning to get a rocket-blasting idea. See you later.
Hey, Roger, wait a minute. Roger! Oh, great. Now what kind of mischief is he up to?
I told you, Loring, I can't get near the Elizabeth Chester. All the accidents must be making them cagey.
So it's even more important now to rig up another accident.
Why?
I found out that Solar Guard's going to investigate Venusport Space Freight Company. If we can set up this accident, it'll be the last straw. We'll be back in business again.
Yeah, but how? I told you I can't get near the freighter. They got guards all around her.
All right, then, there's only one way. We have to blast off with her.
With her?
Yeah. She carries passengers. We'll make her crack up in space.
Yeah, but what happens to us?
We'll get out the escape hatch in spacesuits.
And drift around in space? Oh, no, not for me.
Listen, we'll fix everything so we can jump out near the Venus space station. And when the Elizabeth Chester cracks up, we'll be the only survivors. The station will send out a jet boat and we'll be saved.
Yeah, but that means killing the crew.
Look who's afraid now.
I don't like it, Loring. I'd rather wait.
We can't wait. I'll go and make the arrangements for the tickets now. And you get whatever you need to make this the worst accident the Venusport Company ever had.
Jetliner San Francisco from Venus Space Station, you are cleared on Space Lane J, Level 2. Make standard check for approach orbit to Earth's destination. End transmission.
Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good morning, Captain Strong. Message for you from Solar Guard headquarters on Earth.
Well, thanks. It's about those accidents on the Venusport Freight Company's ships. There's going to be an investigation.
I should think there would be. They've had 4 accidents in the last week. Worse record than Loring's company.
That's strange, though, that this outfit has mule ships. Oh, well, that's space travel for you. Never can tell what'll happen. Oh, by the way, isn't Manning on radar watch?
Why, yes, sir.
Well, it's 8:47. Why hasn't he made his standard quarter-hour check?
Well, he may be plotting some space junk, sir.
Well, he's still supposed to report.
Yes, sir.
I think I'd better go up there and find out if anything's wrong.
Well, I'm sure everything's okay, sir.
Well, you worry. Well, knowing Manning as I do, I'm not.
Pull in your horns, Roger. There's a space storm coming your way.
It was easy, honey. I switched the radar frequency on the station, beamed to a teleceiver line on Earth, and called you up, my little space pet. Genius, huh? Now, don't forget, we have a date exactly 5 days from today.
And...
yeah, what do you... Uh-oh. Goodbye, baby. Morning, Captain Strong.
What's going on here, Manning?
I was talking, sir.
Talking? To whom?
To whom, sir?
That's what I asked you, Manning.
I was, talking to Earth, sir.
Was the conversation official business?
You mean official, like here on the station?
Official, like here on the station.
No, sir.
You failed to make your quarter-hour check to tower control.
Yes, sir.
And you've altered official equipment for your personal use.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware of the seriousness of your negligence?
I'm aware of that,
and
sir.
Can you repair the radar and use it as it was intended?
Yes, sir.
Then do so immediately. There are ships in flight depending on your information. Perhaps this is the answer to a sudden outbreak of accidents since you arrived on this station.
But this is the first time I've done this, sir.
I can only believe what I see, Manning. Maybe this is the first time. I hope for your sake it is.
Yes, sir.
Meantime, when you are not on duty, you are confined to your quarters. I'll decide on disciplinary action later.
Russ, hurry up and get that spacesuit on.
Take it easy, Loring. We got plenty of time.
No, we haven't. Control deck is already in contact with the space station.
Okay. Okay, help me get this over my shoulder.
Okay.
Okay, I got it now.
All right, we better put on our space helmets now. Might not get a chance later.
Yeah, you're right.
You all set?
All set. Better check the companionway. Make sure it's clear. Some of the crew might think it's kind of funny for us to be walking around in spacesuits.
Hold it. It's all clear. Come on.
Yeah, sure. You know what to do, Loring.
Yeah. I smashed the hydraulic system leading to the steering vane.
Right. As soon as you finish the job, I cut the radar and communication cables. Lucky for us, we can reach the cables and the system lines near the control deck hatch.
Easy now. There's the hatch. Got your tools ready?
Yeah. I'll open the access plate.
Ah, come on, hurry up, Ross. In 10 minutes, I want this ship to be space dust.
Elizabeth Chester from Space Station. Correct your course and reduce speed. Acknowledge. Acknowledge.
Corbett.
Corbett, what's wrong?
It's that space freighter, the Elizabeth Chester. She isn't decelerating fast enough and hasn't corrected course for the airlock approach. I can't seem to raise her.
Well, isn't she following the radar beam in?
No, sir. 6 degrees off.
Well, keep trying to raise her. I'll go up to the radar deck and see what's wrong.
You'd better, sir. Another minute on this heading and she'll plow right into us.
Manny.
Lenny.
Aye, aye, Captain Strong.
What's the matter with your radar beam on the Elizabeth Chester? She needs it to get into the airlock.
I've got it on her, sir, but they're not picking it up.
Are you sure you reset the beam properly after that stupid trick you pulled?
Yes, sir, I'm positive, but it just isn't reaching the Elizabeth Chester. I don't know why.
Manning, if that ship crashes, I'll hold you personally responsible.
Hey, the disaster alarm.
Attention, emergency crews. Attention, emergency crews. Stand by for crash approach. Near airlock 7. Stand by for crash approach.
Well, that's life at Space Academy, full of surprises. And say, fellas and girls, here's a wonderful way to surprise Mom. Get her the big, beautiful 10-piece baking set Kellogg's Corn Flakes is now offering. She'll love it because this baking set is so handy, so useful, and so much fun. You'll even get a bang out of it. Here's all you get. A mixing bowl that holds more than 5 full cups, 4 measuring spoons, all sizes, and held together so they won't get lost. 4 cookie cutters, all different shapes, and a special bowl, scraper, and beater combined. All pieces are in gay, sparkling colors that will really brighten up Mom's kitchen. And the mixing bowl, it's so different, made of the newest kind of plastic, makes it easier to handle, absolutely unbreakable. You can even wash it in hottest water. Such a handy bowl, Mom will use it dozens of ways, like mixing salads, serving food, storing leftovers. And those cookie cutters, such keen, sharp edges. You'll cut cookies to look like hearts, clubs, spades, and diamonds. Mom will thank you, too, for that bowl scraper. Great for beating, scraping, folding. The curved edge makes it extra handy. Best of all, you get all 10 pieces of this baking set for less than the bowl alone would cost. Just do this. Send 50 cents and the tops from any 2 boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes to Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto, Ontario. That's Kellogg's, Box 926, Toronto. Don't put off. Send today. A space freighter has crashed into Venus Space Station. The Elizabeth Chester, sabotaged by Loring, the owner of a rival freight company, and Ross, his chief pilot. Now, an hour later, Tom and Roger wait anxiously for Captain Strong.
Oh, sit down, Roger. Everything will be okay.
Nothing will make all those guys and the crew okay, Tom. I'm nothing but a space-happy bum. Now they'll probably kick me out of the academy.
Roger, are you sure that beam was working?
I tell you, Tom, I had the Chester smack on the button. I checked it 4 times. I know that beam was okay.
Well, there's one way to find out, Manning.
Captain Strong.
Do you have any suggestions, sir? We'll try anything.
I know that beam was okay, sir.
Manning, you still face a serious charge for changing a frequency scale, but I don't think you would deliberately lie, so here's what I want you to do.
Want more coffee, Russ?
Who wants coffee when there's going to be an Academy investigation? Suppose they find out that we cut the radar cable.
Relax, will you? Strong doesn't suspect a thing. Besides, he has the cadet under arrest.
You don't know these guys in Space Academy. They don't stop digging for facts, they'll find out.
They can't prove a thing. The crew's dead and the ship's nothing but a pile of junk. Here, drink this coffee.
I know we shouldn't have tried it. It was crazy. It was all your idea, Loring.
Will you forget it?
They'll find out, I tell you.
Shut up, you fool. Here comes Strong. Hello there, Strong. I wanted to talk to you, see, about transportation to Venusport.
You're not going to Venusport, Loring. You're under arrest. You and Ross.
Arrest for what?
Sabotage and wholesale murder.
Oh, you're crazy. You can't prove anything.
Yes, we can, Loring. We just checked that radar beam with a dummy run on a jet boat. The beam was in perfect order, on the exact frequency.
Okay, so it was. How does that make us guilty?
Well, that in itself didn't. But it opened up a whole new line of investigation. And it showed there must have been something wrong with the space freighter's receivers. And we examined the wreckage closely. We found that the radar cables had been cut. So are the hydraulic lines to the steering vane.
You're trying to pull a fast one. That space freighter's just a mess of junk. It smashed itself to pieces. They're lost out in space.
Oh, no, Loring. You forgot an elementary rule of space. Everything drifts in a regular orbit. Nothing is lost in space. And the wreckage of the Elizabeth Chester floated along right with the space station. So it was an easy job to find the section where you'd cut the cables and broken the hydraulic system.
I told you, Loring. I told you it wouldn't work.
Shut up, Ross.
No, I'm getting out of here. They're not putting me on a penal asteroid.
Ross. Come back here. Ross, get away from that airlock.
Ross, look.
And the poor devil, he picked the wrong airlock.
Why, He's gone.
Yes. That airlock opened out into space. No one can help him now. He's paid in full for the crew of the Elizabeth Chester. Well, boys, Loring made a full confession, and I'm taking him back to Earth for trial. But Manning, so help me, if you get into any more trouble...
I promise, Captain Strong, from here on in, I'm strictly an earthworm.
Skipper, suppose Ross hadn't run for it. There wouldn't have been any proof at all.
No, there wouldn't. But it was the one thing I counted on most. Ross was an old Space Academy cadet, a few years before me. Oh, he didn't graduate, but he knew how thorough the Academy is in its investigations and what it means to accuse a cadet of a crime. He couldn't take it.
Gosh, we're important people.
Oh, you're not important. It's what you represent, Manning. And that's what Ross was afraid of. He knew when a Space Academy cadet or a Solar Guard officer says black is black, it's not green, pink, gray, or blue. It's black. And remember that, Manning.
Roger, what's the matter? Well, does that include everything you say to everybody?
Everything?
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Manning? Well, you look sick.
With all the promises he's made to about 24 girls, I guess he should look sick.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Thursday, when Tom and Roger receive a deadly warning that sends them into the jungles of Venus in part two of The Space Station of Danger. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps you have more punch till lunch. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, also appears in the comic sections of many of Canada's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast are Al Markham as Astro, Jan Merlin as Roger Manning, and Edward Bryce as Captain Strong. Today's program was directed by Drex Heim. Jackson Beck speaking. The whole day starts out better when breakfast is fun. And one way to make breakfast fun is to have a different cereal every morning. How? That's easy. Easy for Mom, too. Ask her to get Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's Variety Pack is an assortment of cereals. 10 individual-sized boxes in one handy carton. And each individual box holds exactly one generous serving of a favorite Kellogg cereal. Yes, in Kellogg's Variety, they're all favorite cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, and the new favorite Kellogg's Corn Pops, to mention just four. And each serving stays extra crisp and fresh because it's in its own individual package. So just for fun, make breakfast fun. Ask Mom to get Canada's only cereal assortment, Kellogg's Variety Pack.